Hello, this is Reed Foss with a message recorded on Wednesday morning, March 20th. I want to begin by welcoming the two newest stores. We opened two more stores last Friday. We tend to open these stores on Fridays. So that means we have 733 stores now. The two newest stores were in Longmont, Colorado. That's Julie Carpio's store. And the other one is in Tucson, Arizona. That's Tammy Zimmerman's store. Actually, I just got off the phone with the two of them last night. I was yakking and yakking with them. So they're both very experienced optical people and had a lot of really interesting and fun things to say. And I paid a lot of attention to them because their stores have started off quite strong. They both beat the heck out of their budgets for the first few days. So congratulations to both Julie and Tammy on that. Now, I will say, overall, we're having a very nice time. Last week was a great week for us. We beat the heck out of budget on double-digit comps in every single one of our brands, except for Fred Meyer for some reason. Fred Meyer, people, tell me, what's going on with Fred Meyer? Fred Meyer sort of the only cylinder that's not firing perfectly now. So I'd love to hear some input from Fred Meyer folk. But everyone else is just doing great and is making up for that. So great job there. And let's see, especially great job to Lou Julian's Walmart district, Robert Ranilla's Fred Meyer district, Alicia Pranzanto's military district, Maria Silva's America's Best District, and Clint Bartley's Eyeglass World District, as well as to the Topeka, Kansas Walmart, Brookings, Oregon, Fred Meyer, Luke Air Force Base Military, Sandusky, Ohio, America's Best, and Lincoln, Nebraska, Eyeglass World, all are the best stores or districts in their particular areas. And, by the way, also just want to congratulate the new stores in general, the new stores last week to combined beat budget by 8.3%. So that is great. So I left a message last week asking for responses to the question, how is National Vision as an employer for women? Because I'm reading this very interesting book called Lean In about promoting women in business overall. I got back one comment I really liked, which is, I feel like we do a good job of promoting women. Obviously, we have a lot of women in high-level roles here, so that's definitely a good thing. They did go on to add one little criticism I'm looking into, and I'll look into that and learn more before I start reading the criticisms here as well. But mostly what I wanted to do was read something I got on Yelp about Eyeglass World. And can I tell you, Yelp usually tends towards more critical things, so I was especially pleased when I saw this. This was from a woman named Pam who was saying that 20 years ago, the only place to go for eyeglasses was LensCrafters. So when my mom and I recently needed glasses, we headed out there out of habit. We spent top dollar for a good pair of glasses and decent service. But when I returned for sunglasses, this loyal LensCrafters customer was totally ignored in the store, and I realized their frame selection was actually pretty poor. I walked out that day vowing never to return. Despite negative reviews I'd read on Yelp, I went to Eyeglass World. Going in, I was smart enough to realize that although you can get their two-pair special, like most people, I was going to want something more than the basics. Eyeglass World is no different than all the other places. If you want high-end lenses and or frames, you do tend to pay more. But their staff is very honest and upfront about this fact. They let you know what discounts would actually be applied, and their prices were very, very in line with the industry, if not probably a bit less. The store was very well laid out with their large selection of frames arranged by price points. All the frames were clean and seemed fresh, like they hadn't been handled half to death. I also learned Eyeglass World carries all of the leading lens technology, the best quality currently on the market. But the most impressive part of my experience was the staff, ! Everyone I spoke with in that store was extremely knowledgeable, patient, and friendly. It was because of the people that I end up buying a terrific pair of sunglasses I'm totally thrilled with wearing. Well, this morning I received a personal call from the store asking how I was doing with my great new sunglasses. I was honestly impressed. I thanked him for actually taking the time to follow up, hung up the phone, and smiled. It's this very kind of exceptional service that we need to make time to share. Thanks to everyone at Eyeglass World for doing a terrific job and making your customer number one. That was published word for word on Yelp. No matter what brand you're with, isn't that the kind of response that we are trying to engender? Isn't that smile, that just effervescence around their experience with us? We know that this person is happy. We know they'll come back. We know they'll tell all their their friends, and including 10,000 of their friends on Yelp. So at any rate, that's what we're striving for. So please leave back messages to what we need to do to make sure every customer is just like that, what we need to do to keep National Vision a great place to work, and what we need to do to continue to with the sales trends that we currently are enjoying. Thanks so much. I'll be back again next week. Bye.